set off by snow-white hair. Only her enormous violet eyes showed any expression. She stared at me for what seemed like a full minute.
Yes, you do. You look like the other one.
Well, perhaps you had better explain, Mrs. Hamilton.
My daughter-in-law, Edith, was very much in love with another man before she married my son, Carter. He jilted her. Carter was second choice. It was I who talked her into marrying him. That's why I'll never rest until my son's death is avenged.
We must analyze this desire for vengeance.
Oh, yes. Yes, I had a dream last night. I dreamed that Edith was dead, stabbed with the same bone-handled hunting knife she used to kill my son.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, no. You just lie down on the couch and relax, Mrs. Hamilton. I'll be with you in a moment. Come, Mr. Speaking. This is the most disturbing new development, her dream. You must get to that girl as soon as possible. Her life may be in danger.
You mean the old lady is mixed up enough to take a shot at her?
Here. Here is the address. And take this briefcase.
Why the briefcase?
Well, there are legal papers in it regarding the Hamilton estate. They require her signature. I had Mrs. Hamilton arrange for you to take them to her instead of the attorney.
Yeah, I'm supposed to pose as a lawyer. While I'm there, I'm supposed to shake a confession out of her. And while I'm typing it up, I'm a bodyguard. You're getting a lot for your money, Dr. Zoya.